Casino Queen is giving you the opportunity to punch your way to big prizes on Friday, March 30th. Two winners will be selected every 15 minutes from 5 to 11 p.m. Earn entries beginning March 1st, and then punch out for big prizes on March 30th, only at
Casino Queen.
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful there. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Down in the boondocks, Billy Joe Royal. Three notes.
I can name that.
That's how good I am.
I can name that tune.
I think that, didn't somebody say they're bringing that show back?
I thought
so. I hope they do. It's a good show.
Yeah, it was.
Here's the problem. They're going to play stuff. I'm going to have no idea what the song is.
Yeah, they did then, too. Lots of old standards or something that I had not a clue of.
That's the only problem with a show like that, is there's so much music now, so many different kinds of music, you're going to have a huge chunk of the audience, no matter what you play, that's not going to have any idea what the songs are.
Is that the show Kathy Lee got her TV start?
Her name was Kathy Lee Johnson, yeah. And she was on with George DeWitt. He was the host, and yes, she sang the songs, or parts of them, and then the contestants had to guess what the song was. Very good, Dan. Very good.
They had a full band, didn't they, on stage?
I can name that tune in four notes.
We know that part. We did that already. Do I seem extra excited today?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was afraid it might come through. Here's who's coming to the Ambassador. 8-Ball, MJG, Bun B are all coming with DJ Sir Thurl.
Oh. I think we need to take that day off so we can get down there early.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And Young Beam is going to be there,
sure.
Too.
He's my favorite.
It's the Yo Gotti's I Got That Sack Tour.
I Got That Sack?
And it features the video shoot for I Got That Sack. It's April 6th.
Where's the Ambassador?
I can't wait for this.
You haven't been to the Ambassador?
No. Where is it?
Now, wait a minute here.
I think it's downtown-ish.
It says
8-Ball,
MJG, Bun B, DJ Searle, Young Beam, April 7th. But then it says Yo Gotti's I Got That Sack Tour featuring video shoot for I Got That Sack. Doors open at 6 p.m. April 6th. Wow, you got to go the night before to get in?
Well,
that's
that
how
really
hot
is
it is.
Going to be crowded.
Oh, it's two different shows. Doors open at 6 for both shows. Okay. This next segment, I think you'll thoroughly enjoy. Let me make a statement up front. I am not a Christianity basher. I'm not a Buddhist basher. I'm not an Islam basher. This is not about bashing a religion. This is about showing you examples of the charlatans, the thieves, the liars, the scam artists that are on some of these religious networks on television. Last night, I went to bed 2 hours later than I was going to go to bed because I could not stop watching these Christian and religious networks. Now, the first thing I want to do is tell those of you who may not have known that Jimmy Swaggart is alive and well, and he's got SBN, one of the multitude of religious
one
networks.
One of the multitude of religious networks.
The Swaggart Broadcasting Network. The Donnie Swaggart Network. There's Francis Donnie Swaggart. There's Francis Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart.
And of course, Jimmy Swaggart.
Yeah, all the Swaggart still touches people.
And Jimmy still touches people
with them of cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. And he still has that delivery. It's kind of a deep Bill Clinton where, remember when he said, I have sinned.
Yeah, yes.
I have sinned.
So in other words, he's back to swindling people out of money again.
Well, he never stopped. And here's what's interesting. Anybody who would just stumble upon this and see him with his eyes closed, and talking about pain and suffering. I mean, you look at that and go, you know what? I don't want to be in that depressing religion, whatever that is. This guy is always depressed. He's always on the verge of tears. And then he'll start a song, and then he'll start talking to it, go, on a hill far away, far, far away, stood an old rugged cross. Oh, it was an old rugged. They couldn't even give him a decent cross. It was an old rugged cross. An emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, the shame. I could not stop watching. Now, what I'm about to play you is almost beyond belief if I didn't know as much as I know about how these outfits work. Don't have time to go into the Robert Tilton expose again. There were two different, over the last few years, two different investigative reports and exposés, undercover, hidden cameras, that called out for who they were, Robert Tilton and another one of these guys, Benny Hinn or somebody. But it was, if you saw it, you could, unless you are completely out of your mind, you could never give a dollar again to any of these people. Now, what I'm about to play you is I stumbled on a network called TCT, the TCT Network, Total Christian Network. And there's a panel of people sitting there, and I have the ability to go back and replay. So I recorded for you a conversation that is almost beyond belief. What's beyond belief is that anybody would buy into this. And the first cut, about 2 minutes long, talks about illnesses that run in the family. You know, when you go to a doctor, they say, do any of the following run in your family? Heart attacks, cancer. It's important because genealogy is important, and there is fact. It is a fact that, you know, if your dad and his dad and his dad died in their 40s of a massive heart attack, you better take a good hard look at making sure your heart's okay. Breast cancer. Look at all the women you've seen. My mom had breast cancer, my sister. But these people last night said that is because of you and the words you speak. The cancer, the thyroid condition, this running in the family thing is hogwash. You get it because you say you'll get it because it runs your family. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Now I'm going to play this for you.
Wow.
And well, here, it speaks for itself. Here we go. I hope this works because I'm doing it from my end off my phone. Here we go right here.
Is when all our families, both my mom's side and my dad's side, have thyroid issues, hypothyroid. And, you know, Natalie never wanted to have to deal with that. I don't want her to have to deal with that. And so far she's 26, and she doesn't have that, any kind of thyroid problems.
Praise God.
And because she's been saying since she was young, I'm going to break that curse.
There you go. And
break the curse.
So it can happen. It can make a difference. But I think
absolutely. It comes down. Here's how
good
generational curses are allowed
now, listen to this.
To continue.
Generational
from time
curses.
To time.
This is good.
It's not just you have absolutely no control over it. Well, it's in my genealogy, and you know, breast cancer ran in my family. Well, it's time that you stopped it and stop it from running. But what allows things to run in families and generational curses to continue on is the words that we speak out of our mouth. Give them permission to keep going by saying things like generational curses. You know, poverty is a curse in my family, or this is a curse in my family. So I guess it'll fall on me. I mean, I think of people like Elvis Presley, who said, I probably won't live past the date, the year that my mother, I'll probably
the
die
age,
when she, in what, 41 or 42?
I think it was 42.
42 years of age, and he died at 42. And we know people like that, that have done that.
Hang on a second. First of all, I remember when Elvis Presley in an interview said, you know, my mom died at 42, you know, something to the effect of, boy, you know, if this runs in the family, you know, I sure hope I don't die at 42. Well, the fact that he thought about it, they're saying made him die. Yeah, this is so good. Here we go.
So, the way to break a generational curse, number one, through the blood of Jesus, and number two, change the words you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, take spiritual authority, lay the axe to the root of the cause, and don't allow it to continue on. By the words, giving it permission to reside in your family lineage.
Yeah. Oh. You're giving disease permission to reside.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You know what, Lauren? This is a religious discussion, okay?
Yeah, by talking about it, you're allowing it to happen. I didn't know this.
It's
this
almost
is
like
great.
A secret where you have
great.
To think positive.
Yeah, and, here we go.
You know,
hallelujah. You know, I remember my mother saying things like, my arthritis is bothering me again.
Yeah, and possessed
I,
it.
Yeah, and I said I said to her one time, I said, Mom, it's not your arthritis. You know, curse it and get rid of it and don't
Stop
blame it.
It
anymore. You know, and she said, you know, I never thought of that. It's just kind of was a natural thing to say. You know, a lot of people say certain things like that, my whatever it might be.
Right.
And we're bringing it on ourselves. But we can, like you said, we can curse the curse. Get it out of our
system. Wow, this is unbelievable. This is an unbelievable revelation. If you have arthritis, okay, my mother-in-law has horrible, like arthritis, osteoporosis, rheumatoid, whatever. I need to call her as soon as the show's over and say, you need to curse it and tell it you're not going to allow it to be in you.
And people that have cholesterol problems, oh, whether
same,
it runs in their
same
family.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right, now, cut two. This is beautiful.
I have to curse my eyes, too, because my eyes...
Yeah, you don't really have shrinking chiasm or any optic nerve damage. You just have it because you say you have it.
Yeah.
You better curse it out of your body.
It's a genetic
Stop
thing.
Stop it!
Found out.
Yeah.
Get
That's
out!
Right, Lauren.
Maybe we can make a voodoo doll of you, and we'll all curse it.
There you
yeah.
go.
Now,
Stick
here's
pins
the next
in your
one.
Eyes.
This is about money. This is the most beautiful part yet. These people want your money, no matter how poor you are. And they tell you that one of the reasons you're poor is because you haven't given them enough money. And if you give them more money, even if you don't really have it, you're going to be blessed and rewarded. They even, in one discussion that I didn't really record, I don't think it's on here, they pulled a passage from the Bible saying you will get back 100 times what you give the church. And then, of course, they get into there's no better place to give it than this TCT network. So they also say there is no recession. The recession is America's recession, but God doesn't have a recession. And if you are experiencing financial difficulties, it's your own fault for letting yourself experience. This is just beyond belief. Here we go. Let's see. I got to pull this back up. Cut number two. You'll love this.
With the world saying recession on every news broadcast, and think of it, we're the richest country. America's the richest country in
richest
the world.
Country. Richest
and yet,
country.
We've Hallelujah. Got the media telling us every day, recession, recession, recession. And I really think that Christians need to do like our friend Jesse Duplantis did. And as soon as he heard it, he said, uh-huh. I choose not to participate in any recession.
Okay, let me stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out of work, you're really struggling, all you need to do is say, I choose not to participate in the recession.
Yes, I'm going to start doing
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know.
Hallelujah. Okay? Now, let's move on now. Take notes. This is going to save and change your life.
And the Lord's answer to recession is increase. Mm-hmm. He says he always increases his people more and
oh.
more.
Yeah. The answer to recession, increase. And they're going to get to what the increase is. Increase the money you give them.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I like Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow
addeth.
To it.
Addeth.
It's his will that we prosper, and we can't let the media and politics take that away from us.
No.
Yeah.
Because it gets people down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've
Amen.
Lost your job, just believe God for another job with more money.
Oh. Okay.
All right, let's stop right there. You lost your job. Some of you listening have lost your job.
You're not.
You got another one coming with more money.
You got to
All you
got to
do
it.
Is just ask for it.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Here we go.
And don't let go of his promised increase and blessing, because it is God's will that we prosper, that we have no lack, and that we have money to be generous on every occasion, the Amplified says. And I think of the people that have given to TCT.
Okay. This
oh,
is good.
There it is.
She's thinking of the people who have given to their network, and she's about to tell you, like she would know, that everybody who gave to their network is prospering. What, did they all write to them going, hey, by the way, it's an update. I'm really doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would she know this? And by the way, not true. Here we go.
And even people that maybe didn't have a lot, but they made their pledge and they gave it, And then they are now receiving, like Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Okay.
Whoa. Bosom.
No, give unto your bosom.
I want to play this part again because I can't be the only one
there
who has no idea what she's talking about. Listen to this again now. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. Come on, play.
On every occasion, the Amplified says. And I think of the people that have given to TCT and even people that maybe didn't have a lot, but they made their pledge and they gave it. And then they are now receiving, like Luke 6:38 says.
All right, listen to this part right here and tell me if you have any idea what it means.
Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Shake down, press down, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Wow. I got to start doing that.
And so the world says if you want more, grab and hoard.
What?
And don't share. But Jesus says if you want to increase, which is his will, open your hand and give. Give to good ground. I don't know any better ground than TCT.
Right.
Yeah.
Give
to good ground.
And he will fulfill his word that you will receive a harvest that is bigger than anything you could ever give.
Wow.
Darn right.
It's unbelievable.
Hit the music. Hit the Jimmy Swaggart music right now. Ladies and gentlemen, get on your feet. I don't care if you're in the car. Pull that car off the road, brothers and sisters. Get out of that vehicle and dance to the music of Jimmy Swaggart. One of the biggest pieces of crap in the evangelical
Heaven's
world.
The streets are all astir as we lift our voices and pray.
Hallelujah.
Glory will be ready for that coronation day. Angels rejoice as they work with the precious stone.
I love this song, by the way. I crank it up. I love it. Getting heaven ready. Here we go.
Oh, they're getting heaven ready. It won't be long till angels hear God's children sing their victory song. Mansions will be waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Streets are
pure gold.
Getting heaven ready.
Now, as the music plays in the background, let me make one thing perfectly clear. Please don't email me saying, how dare you make fun of Jesus or Christianity. I'm not. I am having a heyday with the thieves, liars, and scam artists of the world. And if you didn't see those specials that they did a few years ago on these two scumbag evangelists who threw all the prayer requests in the trash, didn't even read them.
Benny Hinn?
No, Benny Hinn. Robert Tilton, the greatest offender, who's still in the ministry, by the way, who still has a ministry. They sent an ABC employee, or CBS, or whoever it was, in undercover to work as volunteers. And they put them in a room with other people, and they'd open prayer requests. They pitched them in a bin that went to a dumpster, never read them, never prayed for them, and took their money. They also interviewed somebody who was a participant in one of the healing services where they touched the forehead, and they fell back, and they couldn't walk, and now they can walk. And that person admitted on camera, I was paid to pretend to be on Christ. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But what's more unbelievable is all these networks, and there are, and I'm sorry, but this is true, older people. And I think as you get older, you grasp at anything. Your days are numbered. You want to go to heaven. You want to go out right. And you let these people convince you that if you give them enough, you're going to be okay. You give them enough money. Stop the music a second. Jim Baker, this piece of garbage, this guy's down in Branson. He's got a regular TV show. And last night, he was, and it was all over the screen, call now, order now. He is scaring people into believing that any day we are headed for a major catastrophe. Tsunami, the tornadoes are just the beginning. And, of course, they can always go to the Bible and show you how the recent tornadoes were predicted in the Bible. And it means something really bad is about to happen. So he's going to sell you, and I'm not making this up, he's selling food with a 20-year shelf life. And on the screen, it showed the information on how to order it. And he said, you can buy, for $3,000, you can buy 7 years worth of food that has a 20-year shelf life.
Wow.
Now, what's going to happen to us that we need to eat out of a plastic bucket? And it comes in plastic buckets for 7 years. Please.
And I wonder how many people are ordering that right now.
Oh, I bet a lot.
You'd be stunned.
I know.
You'd be stunned. There were 500. You could do $500, which would give you food for a year for one person. You could do 1,000. 2,000, 3,000. And they showed it's in buckets like paint buckets. And they had some very elderly people, 80s and 90s, and they heated some of it up and had them taste it and said, now, isn't that tasty? And, of course, they're going, it's as good as I make at home. Yeah. No, it's not. It's concentrated, powdered food for 20-year shelf life tells you everything you need to know about it.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. I mean, I had the best time last night. I can't tell how much fun I had. I was roaring, laughing at these people. I'm not laughing at God. I'm not laughing at Jesus. I'm not laughing at people who believe what they
Shysters.
Believe. I'm laughing and calling out these people who, if what they are preaching is true and there's a hell, they're going straight to it. They're not going to pass go. They're not going to collect $200. They're going straight to hell. Because when they get to the gates and God says, how dare you claim... Donnie Swaggart is selling a CD last night and he holds it up and he says, it was anointed. I've never owned an anointed CD. I was tempted to get it because like I don't have an anointed
CD. Prayer rags and prayer rocks
all kinds of stuff.
They laid their hands on it and prayed over it or something. So it's been anointed by a crook, and they want you to buy it because it's anointed. And he made a point to say that. This is an anointed CD. People, if you have elderly parents or grandparents and you find evidence that they're sending these people money, put an end to it if you can.
I have a friend that's his brother's a minister, and he went to an evangelistic, big old seminar or whatever you call it thing. And he went
revival.
He was writing a thesis on all this stuff, and he said when they got to the point they started passing out the collection plate, the guy said, "Yes, put it all in. Jesus loves the green. If it clinks, it stinks." And
no chance.
Clinks, it stinks. Jesus loves the green. So,
yeah, you know what?
He got up and left. He got up and left at that point.
Before we break, hold hands with the person next to you. Put your hands together, hold hands, and let's get on the gospel ship. Yeah.
Get on the gospel ship.
It's going to sail away.
It's going to sail away.
If you don't give them $1,000, it is going to sail away without you, brother.
Yeah.
And you're going to be left swimming and treading water and drowning in hell. Yeah.
Get on the gospel ship.
Get on it now.
It's going to sail away.
And it just might be here today. Yeah. All right. Tell them, Jimmy. Tell them.
There'll be no sorrow there.
Oh, no.
Never get on board.
You better get on board.
Then not your wallet first.
Yeah, give me your money before you get on board.
You'll just trust the
just
Lord.
Just trust the Lord, and I am practically the Lord. I'm Jimmy Swag.
It's always waiting.
It's always waiting. Yeah.
For those who's left behind.
Don't be left behind.
Kneel down, pray while you still have time.
While you still have time. This thing can happen in an hour. Yeah. Oh, get on
the gospel ship. Oh, yeah. It's gonna sail away. Get on the gospel ship. It's gonna sail away. Get on the gospel ship. It's gonna sail away.
All right, we have to take a little break here. And again, please do not email me taking what's been done out of context, saying that I was blasphemous in any way. What I get upset about is certainly not God, Jesus, a legitimate church's religion, people with faith. I get upset about these creeps.
They're predators.
They are predators. Yeah. They're absolutely predators. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't know the story, I'm not going to tell it now, but I got to witness firsthand the criminology of this Jim Baker and Pat Robertson in the early 70s in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I cannot even believe These poor, desperate people. You should have seen the people walking up to get their foreheads touched to get emaciated cancer people. I mean, walking up thinking if Swagger touches them on the forehead, and when they walked away, it was like, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Like, I don't have cancer anymore. No, you're going to go home and die. You still have cancer. That's Swagger is not God.
I just saw a story today. It was one of those pastors doing a thing like that, and one person died during the revival, and 16 had to go to the hospital because the family would take them out of the hospital having this faith healer try to heal them, and one of them actually died while.
But how sad is that?
Right.
How sad is that that there are people that ignorant?
Yeah.
That they'll fall for that stuff. My grandmother, I'm going to tell you something. My parents found check stubs that she had written to Rex Humbard, the Cathedral of Tomorrow. And they put an end to that stuff. She'd sent that guy thousands of dollars.
Well, it was our beloved Reggie had that. Remember? He went to a revival thing. And
preacher told him, take the tubes out. You don't need oxygen.
Yeah.
Turns out he did need oxygen. Reggie's no longer with us. If that guy really had any healing power and was really God had touched him and anointed him, Reggie'd still be with us. That's my take.
Yep.
All right. Window World. The highest ranking window retailer in overall customer satisfaction, and that is according to J.D. Power and Associates. And what that means is, after the fact, when they go back to customers who have purchased Window World windows, they survey them and they go, all right, is it everything they claimed it was? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? And overwhelmingly, more than any other window, the results came back and the reaction was, yeah, we're thrilled to death. It is everything it was supposed to be. They are a corporate partner of St. Jude Children's Hospital. By the way, I didn't know till last year. I kept calling it St. Jude's. Mm-hmm. It's St. Jude.
St. Jude.
Right.
Children. Well, Tina, were you the one that told me that?
Yeah.
Somebody corrected me on that. Was it you?
Yeah.
Will you remind me right after the show to thank you?
Okay.
In person? I'd like a private thank you session.
Sounds good.
With you. I'm going to lay hands on you. Okay? I watched a lot of TV last night. I know how to do this. I'm going to lay hands on you after the show. Not only a partner, they were named the Corporate Partner of the Year last year by St. Jude Children's Hospital. And in a little over 8 years, they have managed to put Window World windows in over 30,000 homes in the St. Louis area. This is a very impressive company, and impressive above and beyond the quality of the window, which is superb. A good bunch of people that give a lot of dough to St. Jude. They're a very, very charitable company. They've done something right. They continue to do something right. And don't be confused by the other people who are selling windows for $189. Not Window World windows. You want to go to windowworld.com. That's windowworld.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How are things going, Tim?
Well, Tina, really not that bad. We're a little slow on eastbound 270 from Lindbergh through 170. Southbound 270 is south of Manchester down through Big Bend. On northbound 55 downtown, we're heavy at, looks like the park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 is slow from Potomac through Gasconade. And they've cleared that accident on eastbound 40 that was near 7th Street. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for a variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soup, salad, sandwiches, and pasta, starting at just $6.99 at Applebee's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, well, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer, and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
It's spring. Time to get outside and let the dirt fly. Hillerman Nursery and Florist in Washington, Missouri can help you learn why gardening is an important part of a healthy lifestyle. At their spring kickoff and health fair this Saturday, you'll have the opportunity to talk to the professionals and learn the benefits of healthy living from cooking to exercise to gardening and more. Demonstrations will be going on throughout the day. Bring in a hand tool for free sharpening at the Porcelain Touch booth. They'll also be boosted by Mercy Hospital, Juice Plus, and others. And a Fertilom representative will be there at Hillerman's to answer all of your lawn and gardening questions. Of course, you can stock up on lawn and gardening supplies like cool season vegetable plants. Buy two vegetable six packs and get another one at 50% off. And buy three herb plants and get one free. John Shea and one of his three amigas will be doing the Inside Out Show live from noon until 3, sponsored by Fertilom Quality Lawn and Garden Products at Hillerman Nursery and Florist. Hillerman. East 5th Street in Washington, Missouri. Go to Hillerman.com for directions and information.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep into left field. Back goes.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single-game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, have you ever thought about treating a group of 30 or more to a Cardinal game? If you have, think about a party suite for the upcoming season. A party suite includes an air-conditioned setting, a two-hour buffet before the game, beer and soda. A party suite can accommodate any occasion.
We were able to use the party suite as a way to treat our employees to a great night at Busch Stadium.
My son was able to hold his 16th birthday party in a party suite. We had over 40 family and friends.
Our family reunion was held in a party suite. Comfort, family, and a Cardinal win.
Party suites are available at Cardinals.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction, and it's time for our spring roofing sale. That's right, I'm going to make you an offer where you can't lose. If Lane House Construction can't beat any reputable competitor's bid on a new roof, we will give you a $50 Visa gift card to use any way you choose. The neat thing is we're expanding our meter beat to include siding and windows. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Charles. Call our new store at 636-724-2000 or look us up on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Have you ever met someone who is hot but wrong, and your brain says no, but the rest of you says maybe? Well, tonight, NBC presents the premiere of Bent, a new comedy where bad boy meets good girl and the rules get bent.
Don't try to get in my head.
Oh, I'm already there. Just making a couple Pop-Tarts in your mime kitchen.
Amanda Peet, Jeffrey Tambor, David Walton, and J.B. Smoove star in Bent.
You really like me, huh?
No, God, no.
Just knows fine.
Bent premieres tonight after Whitney and Chelsea, only on NBC.
Get to Nissan for the offer you need on the Nissan you want during the Nissan Now sales event. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer now.
I have such a great story to tell you that came off one of those telecasts last night, and it involves one of the ladies on the panel that you heard talking about, you know, you're only sick because you say you're sick. She told a story about a pet. I cannot wait to tell you, and I'll do it after I do this. Let me give you the phone numbers. We'll jump right in, take a couple calls for Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. But after he hears what I heard that happened to this pet, we may never need another veterinarian again.
Uh-oh.
It could put him completely out of business.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned for that. Here are the numbers if you'd like to ask him anything about your parrot, your iguana, your dog, your cat, whatever. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. He's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody?
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Good, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
We're going to get to a couple of calls right away as soon as I see names on the board. But I have to tell you, Doctor, I just did a whole segment on these religious networks. I watched a bunch of it last night and touching people's foreheads and curing them of cancer and stuff like that. And there was a lady on, and she told a story, and she got kind of choked up when she told it. She had a dog named Sweetie, and the dog was 15. And she was traveling, evangelizing. She was out on the circuit, and her son-in-law was watching the dog. And she said, "Now you take good care of Sweetie. Anything happens to him, it's on you." Now, she knew the dog was older. I'm not making this up. She tells the story last night on this Christian TV thing. She said, and she kind of had to compose herself, but she said that while she was away, that dog, Sweetie, died. But she said her son-in-law, being a devout Christian, knowing how much the dog meant to her, with no heartbeat, no breathing, the dog was dead. I'll give you the exact words she said. He said to the dog, "In the name of Jesus, Sweetie, live." And that dog came back to life.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
That's why.
Unbelievable. Doctor,
had a seizure.
I hope there aren't a lot of people who catch on to this power, because you're out of business, buddy.
Yeah.
Sweetie, in the name of Jesus, get rid of that tumor.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't work for me because I'm Jewish.
I know. No, they made it clear. That dog was dead.
Huh.
Dead. He was ready to bag it up. Go,
oh,
and then
God.
He remembered the healing power.
Wow.
And Sweetie came back to life.
That's amazing.
That's some powerful stuff. Mm. Would you like to talk to a couple of people?
I sure would.
All right, once again, the numbers. I have one name on the screen. If we're going to get more than that, we're going to have a short segment. The 314, and I don't know whose fault that is. I'm not going to blame Dan. I do that all the time. Okay, it's probably Dan's fault. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We'll start with David. David, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dave.
Dr. Doug, I got a puppy. She's 4 months old. She's part German Shepherd and part Blue Heel.
Mm-hmm.
She has this terrible time of scratchiness every time she tries to, you know, play with us or what have you. She's real nervous and always wanting to jump around.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if you could tell me anything about the nature of this type of dog.
Well, I think that you're concerned because you guys are getting scratched up.
All over.
It sounds to me like what you need is a good behavioral trainer, just a puppy trainer. And, you know, they are full of energy, and that's what they do. And if they were with their siblings, they'd be fighting and wrestling, and that's part of being a puppy.
How about a good toenail clipping?
Yeah, I would do just a toenail clipping. You can even do a Dremel drill. Have your vet do that. Sometimes they do it under sedation. They can get them all the way Dremeled back, and it doesn't hurt the animal. And that would be a logical thing to do in conjunction, again, with some behavioral training. That'd be the thing to do. And then try and wait till this, you know, dog matures out of that kind of excessive puppy behavior. But I don't think that's unusual, and I think you should just attack it, you know, direct ahead.
All right, David.
Thank you, Dr. Pernikoff, and thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Well, okay. Thank you. And on we go to Pat. Pat, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good. I have a question about an 8-year-old bunny rabbit that's been living in my living room now for 8 years.
Wow.
Did anybody notice when he first came in the house?
Yeah.
No, you know, for the first couple, our girls, they never notice him, but we take care of him anyway.
Go ahead.
But it seems as though he might be approaching the end, and he's not eating a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he eats a couple little, you know, bites a day, and, So I just didn't know, you know, what the lifespan of one of these are, if we should approach, you know, some
You know, the
kind
first
of,
thing I do is make sure that it's not a tooth problem. These guys wear down. They are called herbivores. They're eating plant material or pelleted material, and they grind down their molars just like other hoof stock do, like cows and even elephants. So over time, as they age, they start to wear down those teeth irregularly, and they can get edges that are formed, just like they float. You've heard of floating a horse's mouth? Same
yeah.
thing. And you want to make sure it's not something simple that could be fixed. So your vet, if he's comfortable with it, could sedate the rabbit and look in there, and if he has to, file down some teeth or if he finds a bad tooth. So I'd rule that out first. And
okay.
there might be other things that he might find.
Hey, Pat, too. Pat, I also last night on TV saw Garnier. Garnier has a product, a hair rejuvenator.
Oh.
You might want to look into that.
Yeah.
I should, because I'm bald also, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Good All right, luck. Thank you.
One more quick one. That'll be Sue. Sue, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi.
Got a quick question. Do you think it's better to feed your dog once a day or leave the food out all the time? Or I feed my little pug twice a day. I give her like a third a cup in the morning.
Yeah, I prefer, I mean, this is a personal bias, but I just prefer twice a day because I think that, you know, the animal has a right to have an opportunity to feed a couple times. A lot of people do once a day and do fine. I'm not as excited about the grazer. We call that grazing kind of feeding where you just leave it out because it's harder to know if your animal's eating correctly. And we want to just use that opportunity as a behavior to monitor because sometimes loss of appetite or less appetite reflects some sort of oncoming kind of disease problem. So I'd say either once a day or twice a day is fine, and whatever your animal is trained to. Now, of course, young dogs that are in their growing phase may be fed 2 to 3 times a day, and that's up to your veterinarian to help guide you through that. Okay?
Thanks, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sue. Sue, a smart driver on a hands-free Bluetooth phone system, I could tell. Doctor, we appreciate it. We will talk next week.
Thank you for letting me be here.
All right, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff,
yeah.
everybody. Brought to you by the Clean Cab. On the way, Bill Cleveland, who we had to skip yesterday because somebody, and I'm sure it wasn't me, talked too much, and we ran over time. So let's talk for a second about where we bank. When I say we, I mean we, meaning several thousand people. Several tens of thousands of people. We bank at First Community Credit Union. I also mean we, meaning I do, Tina does, Dan does, Peon does, Tim Weiland, Paul Warner. So you get the idea? Lots of people have discovered the difference in banking at First Community Credit Union. I can't exactly tell you the difference. It's kind of like why some people prefer one house over another house when they sort of look the same. There's just something about the one. Maybe it's the view. Maybe it's the neighborhood. Maybe it's one room has wooden floors. And that's right. You know, banking places are banking places. But when people move to First Community Credit Union, literally the reaction is, well, you know what? I like banking here. Because where you bank now, you probably don't hate it or like it or nothing. You have no feeling about it. It's just a place to bank. Shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. You should really like your bank or your credit union in this case, First Community Credit Union, and it is the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. So why don't you check it out? You could start by stopping in for a bag of free, or take 2 or 3 bags. Tell them I said it was okay. I've taken as many as 4 out of there before. Take a couple of bags of popcorn, get some literature, talk to somebody, or go online to First Community Credit Union's website. It's an easy one to remember, firstcommunity.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, we're looking at stop-and-go traffic now. Eastbound 40 Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. A little heavy on westbound 70 from 79 through TRQs. Westbound 40, that's your usual slowdown now. It's from Kings Highway through McCausland, Ballas out through Mason, and then Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. And on southbound 55, look for heavy traffic from Arsenal through Gasconade. This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. Visit Garmin.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Anyone in the market for landscaping materials, listen up.
The season has arrived, and there's only one name that you need to know when it comes to stocking up with supplies for that next project. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Now, with two locations and 20 years of top-notch experience, this is your first and last stop for products and educational materials that will guide you through even the most elaborate jobs. From a simple, elegant patio to the most lavish outdoor living space, the name to remember is St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Interlocking and permeable patio pavers, garden and retaining wall blocks, geogrids, geotextile fabric, bulk and bagged mulches, topsoil and decorative gravels, even deck and fence materials. Whatever you need for your next landscaping project, you'll find at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Two locations, 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park and 18614 Olive Street Road in Chesterfield. Visit online at hardscapeofstl.com. Put your trust in the very best, St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Good morning.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, good afternoon. How you doing?
Great, great.
Good. Well, yesterday was the Illinois primary. And because the eyes of the world were on the state, people in Illinois were being asked to vote only a maximum of three times. So, everybody behave.
Yeah.
And library workers in Toronto, Canada, are on strike. They're walking a picket line, whispering, "What do we want? More money."
I get it.
Librarians.
Oh, I do get it.
They're whispering.
Now it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, a 7.6 earthquake shook Mexico yesterday.
Woo.
Thankfully, there were no injuries, since, you know, all the citizens are already over here. Everybody's safe.
All the what's already over here?
All the citizens.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon.
My hearing's not too good. I couldn't hear citizens.
Yeah, seriously, though, the earthquake was so strong it knocked Ricky Martin back in the closet.
Whoa, that is strong.
Yeah, the Bill Cleveland, I missed you guys yesterday, by the way.
Well, we missed you more, Bill.
Yeah, okay. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by LaClede Cab. LaClede Cab is the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland, Big 550 KDRS.
Right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Hey, that one guy on Dancing with the Stars, he looks just like Ricky Martin. I don't know who he is.
Yeah,
he
oh, yeah.
He looks exactly like
that Latin guy.
He's a real big star down there somewhere.
William
hey,
Levy.
A fantastic healing evangelical joke. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Bashing back as his energy policy is being bashed amid high